Hey, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with our team. We've got Sally, and we've got Rob, our senior producer, and Stephen Davis talking on the phone, screening calls, and a host of others here in the building, paying attention and loving on you during the Intentional Living half hour. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Our phone line is always open to you for the comment line today at 888-888-1717. And we're going to kind of revisit an area that comes up from time to time about what happens in relationships when there's a friendship outside of marriage, when all of a sudden someone starts to pay attention to you, or you start to pay attention to another person, and maybe signals that were never intended to be communicated get in communicated. And as so many of you and some of you listening know, one thing leads to another, and it creates a real problem. And Louise weighed in on that very thought with us here at the Intentional Living Center. Louise?
It was at church, a man at church who started paying attention to me, and we were friends. His wife and my husband and all of us were friends, but his intentions were to use me while his wife was pregnant. I didn't know that. All I knew was that here was somebody who's paying more attention to me than my own husband. And very sadly, relationship went too far and ended up destroying both marriages. I think that couples, people that go into friendship thinking that it can stay that way, ignoring our natural desires, our natural attractions, that God made us this way. And that's exactly what happened to me. I fell prey to someone who was paying attention to me and wanted to show me his attention.
Mm. All right. Well, Louise, we hear the brokenness in your heart and how this can happen. And sorry, listeners, that was a little difficult to hear, but I think the heart of what she was saying is it didn't intend to start that way, but it happens, right? I think one of the reasons when we talk about in a relationship with somebody or having a friendship with someone or interacting with people at a more intimate level outside of your marriage can be a problem. This is where intentional living lands. I mean, the footsteps of intentional living land in these areas that can be landmines, you know, money and relationships and our health and finances and all these areas. And when we put our foot, as it were, and declare our intention in these important areas, it can be transformational. So what do you all think? That's really the question we've asked on this a couple of times over the last couple months here. What do you think? And what it works and how to be intentional? How do you manage intentionally these relationships outside of marriage? 888-888-1717 is the number. Lorena is in Arizona. Hi. Hi there. How are you?
Hi. I'm well, thank you.
Good. What's your thought on this?
You know, I have been listening to so many honest stories, and, you know, I agree with a lot of them as far as it being super dangerous mm-hmm. to involve yourself with someone of the opposite sex as a friend or whatever. And, you know, what comes to mind to me are the kids, especially if you're, you know, you're married, like me, for almost 20 years now. And I think, geez, you know, I know that we can potentially be hurtful to our partner, but at the end of the day, like the way I feel is, man, the people who really end up losing, like double whammy, are the children that yeah. are involved and that, you know, potentially can see and hear and just it's so scary. It's so scary because, you know, marriage is so delicate and. I didn't realize that until I, you know, started in my 40s and how tough life can really get, you know, yeah. when you're married.
Now, has this been an issue in your marriage?
No, actually, I have been in a vulnerable situation where I could have possibly, you know, made this friend something a little bit more. But you know, God, I tell you what, he's saved me every time, you know, I have felt a need to go in which way, this direction or the other, that's not the right direction. But I had a friend who was married, same thing, 18 years, gorgeous family, well-mannered children, three little beautiful girls. And yeah, it from what I understood, her husband got emotionally involved with someone else, a mutual friend, and it just ripped that family into shreds, and it breaks my heart. And that spoke to me volumes. I come from a broken family myself, and I think that had a lot to do with, look, I don't want to start over. No one's going to love my children the way my husband loves my children, you know, and they're still my friends. It breaks my heart to see they had such a good, that I knew, you know.
And what happens, Lorena, is, and I've seen this over and over, it begins in little steps, in little baby steps. There's a need, and all of a sudden a kind word, and then maybe a little gift, and then, hey, let's have lunch, and then thank you, and there's reinforcement, and then it's innocent in the minds of people, and probably their intentions, right? Their intentions are that it's innocent, and then one thing leads to another until eventually it becomes a serious problem. All right, Lorena, thank you for sharing that. It can be super dangerous. In fact, Francis feels pretty strongly about this in New Mexico. Francis, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Looks like you feel pretty strongly about this topic.
Oh, yes, I do. I just listened to a lot of the comments, and I am a testimony of one, which I know it's true, that if you have a relationship at work or phone, even now, Facebook, you know, it does affect you. Men and women, we sometimes get these compliments. We get all these nice things that we hear from them that we don't hear at home. And all of a sudden, somebody likes you. Wow.
Is that what happened to you, Francis?
Yes, it did.
There was a man who started to give you these compliments and things you weren't hearing at home?
Yes.
And what happened?
It happened that we would get together and go and have lunch, or they'd go get lunch and we'd eat together. And, you know, all of a sudden is these things, you're beautiful and da-da-da. And I, you know, so many compliments, so many nice things. And that's when our body, our spirit, our hearts are weak, we take it in. And that's how the enemy works.
What was the outcome for you? Was it something that you resolved, or did it damage or destroy your marriage?
Well, I think I let it happen because it was done to me by my ex-husband. And so I did it also, which doesn't work. Two mistakes don't.
Yeah, so it was almost like a payback, or I deserve this.
Yes, and I am divorced. I've been divorced since 1988. And alone, thank God. But yes, it does not work. I'm sorry if everybody gets offended or hurt, but there is no way that it is going to just be friendship.
All right, Francis, thank you. One woman's story, probably duplicated many times. What's your take on this? We're talking intentional living. I've got some very practical things in the book, Star for Affection, on how to guard yourself in relationships outside of marriage. And today we live in a world where, come on, we're working together, opposite sex in the workplace. We have that here in our own ministry. And it happens in churches, and you're in choir together, and you're maybe in ministry together, lots of places that you're going to have interaction. So we have to manage this in a healthy way. And how do you do it? And that's really the question. Love to have you join in our storyline comment line. Tell us your story. Ask a question. 888-888-1717.
Honey, can you run a couple of errands for me?
Where?
The pharmacy, the deli, and the car needs gas.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
That's a lot of places to go. Across town, through town, around town. I wish things were more like the Intentional Living mobile app.
Now I'm really confused.
It's everything Intentional Living, all in one place. I downloaded it from my app store, and it's got links to web resources, podcasts, shortcuts to Intentional Living on Facebook and Instagram.
That's great! Let me look at your phone while you run those errands,
I am Dr. Randy Carlson with another Intentional Minute for today, looking at the top 10 list of intentionals and making decisions. And here's a big question. It's a big one. When you're about to make a big decision in your life, ask this. Is the decision I'm about to make in any way violate my values, my beliefs, and what's important to me? The scripture tells us that we reap what we sow. I mean, we see that principle in farming. I mean, farmers are very aware that you put it in the ground and that's what you get back out. And so I would encourage you today to think about what are you sowing? What are the things that you're putting in the ground that are going to come back into your life? Because we can't violate that principle of reaping and sowing. So can I encourage you to think about what things are you sowing in your life today? And that's intentional living.
For more information and inspiration, go to theintentionallife.com.
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. And the farmers get that immediately. You put in the ground, that's what you get back. And that's, I guess, that's the Intentional Minute, by the way. One of the minutes we air every day, a new one every day, online, around the world, on Facebook. You can see it there as well. But that really fits in beautifully with what we're talking about here. You're going to get back what you sow. And this is a big topic today. You know, marriage matters, and I think it's timely at this point in our program to remind you that your marriage does matter. Being intentional matters. Can I invite you to something that may be very helpful to you? At one of my conferences, our Love Your Marriage Night conferences, where I talk about successful communication, developing positive habits, declaring your intention of what intentional living is, the cameras came in and we recorded in this sold-out audience, this auditorium, we recorded the evening. It's one of my conferences. And I would like to get this DVD to you. The entire Love Your Marriage Night DVD is our gift to every person right now as you share your very best gift for intentional living. And whatever the amount is, if God lays it on your heart, I hope you'd be generous. It'll help us with the ministry. That's where it goes. Goes back into reaching more people. We'll get this to you. Love Your Marriage Night DVD. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com or call West Coast Business Hours, 888-888-1717. And the comments that we hear are always wonderful. These are people, here's some actual people walking from our conference saying, hey, here's what I learned tonight.
One of the biggest things I've struggled with was making sure to take time for my wife. Never really saw that as a big deal when I was growing up because my family never took time for each other.
As parents, you just forget to nurture that primary relationship in the family.
One thing we're doing to be intentional now is we're trying to make our marriage more of a priority like it was when we first got married.
I have to put my husband first above my own needs. The Lord was just showing me it's not him, it's you. Let me work in your life.
We should intentionally emulate the examples that Christ set for us because he's the giver of love, and once we follow him, we will know how to love and be intentional about all that we do.
What I feel like I'm going to do intentionally is put my husband first and his desires and his needs, not what I want. I have to do what will better our family.
The one thing I take away from this, perseverance in my child rearing and perseverance in my marriage.
Real people had a Love Your Marriage Night, kind of a date night experience, videotaped. Available to you. Thank you for your gift. Appreciate it. Today, talking marriage, wow, this is one of those topics that really settles hard in the lives of some people. In fact, so much so that we spent a good part of the book, Starve for Affection, talking about it. And that's the relationships that people have outside their marriage. I've read a lot of marriage books. I don't hear a lot talked about on this. But whenever we bring this up, the lines go crazy because it's a big issue. People have lots of opinions. We want to come back to what God's word says, which clearly he says, even flee the appearance of evil. So we can just put that out on the table. If there's even an appearance of evil, be careful of it. All right. There might not be any evil, but even the appearance is a big deal, according to God. So we'll put that out there. So you all want to comment on it. Let's continue. You have questions and comments. We go, let me see, to Georgia. Susan as a comment or question for us today. Susan, welcome to the program. Hello. Are you there, Susan? All right. We'll see if we can get back to Susan. In the meantime, let's go to Margaret. Well, welcome to the program, Margaret. What's your comment on this?
I've been on both sides, Dr. Randy. I was in a situation where I needed transportation to and from work. It was a necessity and convenience. and things started going south because we were alone more and more. Mm. This is a male coworker, mine. And what do you do when you, number one, like the car's not working, you don't drive, you have shift work, et cetera, or your kids are the contact and you're put alone? So that's one question. You basically can't avoid and you can't quit your work. The other side of it was I left my husband emotionally empty as far as his work was concerned because it was so foreign to me. I wasn't willing to take the time or effort to learn what was interesting to him. And along came a woman who very much wanted to shoot. She already shared that arena with him. And I accidentally picked up the phone to call someone and just was devastated. I think I stood there probably for 20 minutes, the phone after they'd hung up, realizing that I was about to lose my husband to this woman because she very, very clearly was interested in him. And I don't think he had a clue. But I had met her briefly. I arranged to meet her, and I confronted her, and she confessed to me, yeah, I find your husband very attractive. And I said, but he's taken. He's mine. And I said, you can't have him, but I'll pray with you. And she got up and left the table at that. She just got up and left.
Well, where's the state of your marriage today?
My husband passed away a few years back.
Oh.
We had been married about 10. My son was about 10 years old at this point with this woman. The first issue was when I was first at work and we were newly married. And I am actually the one that made alternate arrangements. So I wasn't with that person because I realized that this wasn't going to go as well if I proceeded.
So what I hear you saying, Margaret, in your case, you had issues with, you know, riding to work with a man, a coworker, and starting talking about life. And there were certain, you know, all of a sudden things maybe got beyond what it should have been. And your husband's needs are not being met. And listen, we're talking vulnerability here. This is what we're talking about. And one of the steps that we take, Margaret, and I think you're echoing this, if your marriage is not strong, you are particularly vulnerable. Let's use a really kind of earthy example. When you're hungry, I mean, when you're really hungry, you'll eat almost anything. I mean, come on, let's face it. That's when we're most vulnerable, when we're really hungry and we're driving down the road, or we think we're really hungry, come on. But you know what it is, and you're more likely just to stop and grab something that's not healthy for you. Then when you really stop and think about it and you're nourishing yourself and taking care of yourself and focusing on the right thing. And so when we leave our marriages particularly vulnerable are those moments when we're really not nourishing each other. And I would just say to you, if you're not nourishing each other in your marriage, you're being disobedient to Scripture. And you're going to pay a price for it. And so I just, as a brother in Christ, as a friend, as a leader of intentional living, I say this is a time to get intentional, and it begins by declaring your intention. And I hope maybe one person would hear the message. Today, I declare my intention to say enough of this, and I'm going to stand for what God wants for my marriage, and I'm going to do the next right one thing, and I'm going to figure out what pleases Christ and then do that thing, and I'm going to set aside some of my own desires and needs and wants, and hopefully together as a couple, we can work on our marriage and strengthen our marriage. But to cut off a relationship that's not healthy for you. All right. All right. Thank you, Margaret. Appreciate it. Let's go back to Susan. I think she's on the line now in Georgia. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah. What's your question or comment?
Well, I don't even listen when this comes on. I'll change it to another station because I love music. But today...
Well, I'm glad you didn't do that today, Susan.
The Lord, it's a God thing today. This is have been happening in just 2 weeks. My high school sweetheart, you know, we've all, you know, you always have a place in your heart for them a little bit, and we connected on Facebook and I can talk to him and he listens, and I can't talk to my husband. He he'll say, well, why are you telling me that? I've been married for almost 43 years, and we dated a long time before we got married.
Did this man seek you out on social media,
No? No, we were high school.
Right, but I mean recently here, it sounds like you've been continuing to correspond.
No, we corresponded just, a little bit.
So what kept you listening? Let me ask you this, Susan. You said, I turn it off, I go somewhere else. What caught your attention? Why did you stay tuned today? What's going on in your life about this that caused you to keep listening?
Because we're talking every day, and I'm married, and I have opposite sex friend that I enjoy talking to, but I know there's also feelings there.
Yeah. Does your husband know about this?
No. I mean, he would.
He wouldn't be happy. Yeah.
No, and I know that. Mm-hmm. And it's killing me because I consider myself a pretty religious person. I know this is wrong. But then again, I feel it's right when I'm being treated like a lady and listened to and things that I don't get.
No, listen, Susan, there are a lot of people listening who said, I'm glad you didn't turn off the radio. Because you're just sharing your heart. I mean, this guy has touched that part of you that's not being touched by your husband. And it may not be physical. It could be for you totally emotional. It's a spirit, your spirit's being encouraged. That part of the small s part of your spirit's being encouraged. Your emotions, you're feeling needed, you're feeling appreciated. And you go back and you have these remembrances of like you said, he was a childhood sweetheart. And one of the problems with childhood sweethearts, here's the problem I hear so often with people, is they're frozen in time. I mean, you didn't live for 43 years with the reality of that guy and his life and his problems and his attitude and all the junk of his life, right? And so when you go back and remember someone you dated in high school or college, it's like frozen in time. It was young and youthful and beautiful and all the things that may be a part of that. But for 43 years, you're living in this marriage with a man, it sounds like for you, is not communicating and it's difficult for you. But here's the deal, Susan. Let me just say this. And I want to send you a copy of the book, Star for Affection, as a gift. And I want you to keep listening. I want you to turn the program off next time because every day we're going to have something for you like this. But here's the deal. You're the one that's going to ultimately hurt yourself. And so the fact that your spirit is saying, hey, this is wrong. I'm a follower of Christ. I need to go in a different direction. That is a big starting point. That's halfway around the bases to say, I'm going to cut it off. I'm going to be bold enough to say you're going to have to avoid or sidestep those emotional attachments with this man and cut off that relationship. Cut it off. Simply communicate, thank you. I appreciate communicating with you, but I'm going to work on my marriage. And I can't do that at the same time I'm communicating with you because you don't have enough for both. And then you need to really, I would encourage you to get some counseling with your pastor or counselor on how do I break through with my husband. The two of you have got to reconnect and to get into counseling together. You can't have three people in a marriage. You can't have three people in a relationship like this because the needs that you have are partly being met by this man. And that's keeping you from forcing or approaching the issues that have to take place with your husband. So, Susan, listen, I'm glad you're listening. I want you to hang on. Sally's going to pick up the phone. We're going to get your address, if you'll give it to us, and we'll send you the book, Star for Affection. There's a whole chapter in here. There's a whole section in this book that focuses on this. And I would encourage you to go and read it, study it, maybe be honest at some point in counseling with your husband about these needs not being met and your own vulnerability, and then ask God to do something in your life, okay? Sorry you're going through that. All right, glad you're listening today, and I'm glad you stayed tuned.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
We did a program on forgiveness just a couple days ago, and we had people calling one after another. How do I forgive? I don't know how to forgive. I know I'm supposed to forgive, but I don't know how to do this. And I was thinking about the model of Christ forgiving us and what he had to do. And the first thing that happened when Christ put himself on the cross for us is he made a sacrifice. And I'm convinced that we can't forgive another person unless we're willing to sacrifice something. Forgiveness always involves sacrifice. When I've been wronged and you ask me to forgive you, I've got a sacrifice holding you accountable. That's an excerpt from this month's teaching for members only, Love Habits of Couples Living on Purpose. Every month, our mentoring coaching club of members receive the CD from our office, from the teaching that I share, right to them. And for this month, it's on its way, Love Habits of Couples Living on Purpose. And if you're not a member, you can come and join us today. You really can. And we invite you to do so. We're listener supported. Bottom line, and your financial support keeps us going. And so I could challenge you today. Could you think about or pray about $1 a day, $30 a month or more? That'd be helpful. We don't put a restricted amount on it. It's up to you. But when you become a monthly member, you'll receive this teaching, Love Habits of Couples Living on Purpose. And each of them will be very practical for you. And then every month, a brand new teaching. As long as you continue to support, that's a way of saying, hey, we believe in this and we're on this team together. So just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or you can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. And I hope you'll pray for that last caller. She's really struggling there in Georgia, and we're going to get the book to her, and I'm glad she stayed tuned, all right, and that we could be a help. By the way, all of our maybe this your schedule's such that you miss a program from time to time. We want you to know that we're on iTunes as well. You can hear, you know, our programs available on iTunes. You can connect it. We stream it through our website at theintentionallife.com, so you can have it on demand at your convenience. It's all there for you, and listen to it at a time that works for you. So check that out. It's available on iTunes and on our website. And we'll be back again tomorrow with more Intentional Living. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Stephen and Sally and the rest of the team, everybody involved in this one cause and purpose and focus to help you, encourage you on living intentionally in Christ. See you next time.